With the power out, he ignored the lifts and headed for the stairs. He was mildly winded by the time he reached the roof access door. He kicked it open, blaster in hand. Nothing. He ducked low and headed for the edge of the roof. From there, he had a good view of the spaceport. He pulled out the macro binoculars he had taken from the Armin speeder and glassed the port. The control spire was a dark spike of transparasteel, obviously unoccupied. All the entrances appeared locked down except one, and a dozen Imperial soldiers in full gray battle armor guarded it. Zerid imagined there were more Imperial troops within the complex itself. It seemed the Empire had shut down all of the port, save for a few of the small craft landing pads, probably to give the already stretched troops less ground to secure. Large transparasteel windows in the wall opened up on the near pads. Through them, he saw the three Imperial shuttles that had just landed. All of them had a numerical designation written above the word Valor, the name of Darth Malgus's cruiser.
"Looks like you'll get your wish, Aaron," he muttered.
He saw another ship there too, a modified Imperial dropship, Dragonfly class. He rolled a dial on the macro binoculars to magnify the image. No Imperial markings, and the landing ramp was up as if it were ready to launch. A couple of dozen workers in dungarees went about the business of operating the port, as did half a dozen or so droids wheeling among the ships, fuel lines, loading cranes, and comp terminals. A flash of lavender filled the binoculars' field of vision, and he backed out of the high modification. A Twi'lek female had walked in front of the window and temporarily filled the lenses with her lavender skin. Lavender skin. He watched as the Twi'lek and a squad of uniformed Imperial soldiers in half armor put six hooded and manacled sentients into one of the shuttles. Zerid tried to keep the binoculars on the Twi'lek, who appeared to be giving orders to the troops, but it necessitated hopping the binoculars from window to window as she moved, and he sometimes lost her. Like the Twi'lek in the vid at the Jedi Temple, she wore twin blasters on her hips. She also wore the tight-fitting trousers and high boots.
"Has to be her,"
he said, but he wanted to confirm, so he waited and watched. And at last she turned her face to the window, and he saw it, the jagged scar on her throat.
"Gotcha," he said.
The Twi'lek spoke into her comlink, and the shuttle with the civvies started to wind up. As it rose on its thrusters, the roof doors of the pad slid open, once more spilling light into the night sky. When the shuttle broke the roofline, it engaged its engines and took off, presumably heading back to Valor. The doors closed behind it. The Twi'lek and about a dozen troops remained on the pad. Workers, too, and droids. Zerid watched a team of workers and the treaded box of a maintenance droid start refueling one of the shuttles from a thick hose connected to an underground tank. Seeing that, Zerid struck on a plan. He pocketed the binoculars and hurried back out of the hotel to the speeder and back to Aaron.